Lee, I'm really well, thanks, sweetheart. Is it freezing?
It's always freezing in Tassie, apparently.
I know, but gorgeous. You're lucky to be living there.
What's your favourite part of the state?
I love Launceston. To be honest, I haven't really got a favourite because I just think it's so beautiful. Eventually, I might even come and retire there, you know?
You're joking. We love it when people retire in Tassie.
I'll be there.
Prue, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Obviously, you've had a really interesting ride with a Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, I sure have. It's been amazing, a real roller coaster of emotions. And, you know, you just never really know where you're going to end up. It's quite scary, I've got to tell you.
Now, am I right in saying that, wow, there's a bit of a generation gap?
There sure is, darling, and it's showing all the time. But, you know, the youngies are amazing, but, I mean, they look at us as old dinosaurs. Although I think that a few of them think I'm like their mum, so they quite, you know, they listen to me, although occasionally I know there's a lot of eye-rolling going on behind my back.
Now, you seem to have the best fun when you were teamed up with the oldies. Is that the way you prefer it? Obviously, you've got different mindsets, so you seem to be right at home in the older group.
So, darling, I mean, look, I love the vitality of the young ones, but I think it was more that I love being with the boys. You know, I just love those boys. You know, but Jeff Fenwick's so naughty, he's always mischievous. And then you've got Brian Mannix, who is just hilarious. You know, the only thing is he always wore far too much makeup, much more than me, which really made me jealous.
I was going to say, look, Roxy Jasenko was on radio this week pretty much dissing on Stephanie Rice. She's copped an earful, old Steph, hasn't she?
She sure has, and I think it was really unfair. I think in the last show last night I tried to defend her because I was there and, you know, I could see that Stephanie really had to carry those two guys. And, you know, Jeff and even Dawn admitted they weren't creative. You know, look, and I think we all have strengths and weaknesses. This was not their challenge. And, you know, giving them a phone and saying, take pictures, they just had no idea what to do. Plus, they didn't understand the technology. So Steph was really under the pump. And, you know, Dawn, I thought, was really quite mean and unfair to her. And so I had to defend her, you know, and I think it was very unfair for Steph because you've got to remember also she's from that discipline of swimming where she's been told since she was a little kid, go and train here and do that for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then go and, you know, swim a pool for 50 laps. And, you know, she needs direction. Some people need that. And I just thought it was really cruel what happened to her last night.
I also want to ask you your thoughts on the fact that Roxy Jasenko is known for coming up with the company Sweaty Betty, which is a PR company.
Yes.
Do you think this TV show may work to her detriment? Do you think that her worst side has been shown?
I think so. Because, look, she's very professional and really one-eyed about winning for her client as well as for herself. But I just think that you've got to have a bit of heart. And sadly, she's not showing it yet, is she? She's just really out there to kill and to win. So I think it could be a bit damaging for her. But look, who knows? A lot of people would probably admire those qualities.
And we're all aware of selective editing when it comes to the full package of watching a TV show when it's broadcast. Do you think that everyone's full flavours and colours have been shown in the right light?
No, I don't, to be frank. You know, there's a couple of people in there that really I thought were undeserving of the edit in terms of, I think, it being their true colours are not being shown, but they're starting to come out now, which is good. So I will be watching with interest to see how it unfolds. But, you know, I've made some beautiful friends, Peter Everett, Jeff Stephenson, John, also Steph Rice and Johnny, you know, Jeff Fenwick and John Stephenson. It's too early, sweetheart.
Isn't it what?
they're all beautiful people that I'll probably have friendships with for life. So, you know, there are some lovely people amongst there.
That's great.
All.
And a quick question. I'm used to watching you on Sunrise having your say. Have you moved over to Nina? Can we expect to see a lot more of you there?
I don't know. That's a big question. I hope so. I hope I get a gig for doing something more regularly. But at this stage, you know, I'm just sitting here, desperate and dateless.
We love watching you, Prue, and it's been great catching up with you this morning, and we look forward to seeing the end result